He was the UN Special Envoy to Haiti, and she was the Secretary of State.
We believe in Haiti's promise.
And together, the Clintons played prominent roles after the earthquake as for-profit companies and aid organizations rushed in to be part of a $10 billion reconstruction program. Now, new emails between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, obtained by Clinton's Republican opponents, appear to show that those considered FOB, friend of Bill, or using their initials, WJCHRC friends, got special attention from the State Department. Need you to flag when people are friends of WJC, wrote one State Department official to her counterpart at the Clinton Foundation in one of the emails provided to ABC News.
When you look at the record, people who have been contributors to the foundation or have been close with the Clintons who have benefited from Reconstruction in Haiti.
The State Department says its only goal was trying to figure out who could best get aid to quake victims as soon as possible. But even before last week's hurricane, we found tens of thousands of people still living in what was supposed to have been temporary shelter.
Do you think you'll have a permanent home at some point?
No.
And while the emails do not indicate who did or did not get a contract in Haiti, they do show what happened to those without a connection to the Clintons. Is this FOB? Asked the State Department official of the foundation. If not, they should go to a public website clearinghouse. The foundation told ABC News no special treatment was expected or given in Haiti, or anywhere, says the president.
Nothing was ever done for anybody because they were a contributor to the foundation. Nothing.
One of the biggest beneficiaries of the Clinton reconstruction efforts in Haiti was a Korean garment company recruited to this new industrial park, built at a cost of some $400 million, including almost $175 million in U.S. taxpayer money. The company called Seya, one of the world's largest garment manufacturers, now has some 9,000 workers in Haiti and proudly shows off the two local schools it built nearby. But the company was selected despite a track record of worker abuse and sexual harassment in Guatemala. Company officials told us those were isolated instances.
We've seen the records. This company has a history of that.
That is not something he is aware of.
I want to thank Chairman Kim and Seya for many things.
Seya later became a Clinton Foundation donor, and its chairman has since helped finance a private business for top Clinton aide Cheryl Mills, who was instrumental in bringing the company to Haiti. Even as the Clintons have been praised for their efforts in an incredibly difficult place to operate, the new emails provide a rare glimpse of the cozy connection between Hillary Clinton's State Department and Bill Clinton's foundation. Mr. Clinton declined to comment for our report, but in a recent appearance, he talked about the issue.
I'm sure we made a few mistakes, but way, way more good than harm was done.
Brian Ross, ABC News, New York.